Welcome to the podcast of Life Change Church, where we exist to love people to life change. We hope that this podcast is both challenging and encouraging to you. Enjoy the message.
All righty. Well, good morning. Hey, today is going to be a fun day. We're going to continue our series, I Love My Church, though. And I know we've talked about this statement the last few weeks. And again, for some of you, that statement may sound a little weird, right? I love my church. Maybe you're at a place where maybe you've even been hurt by church before. So saying, I love my church, is this something you can't do? If that's you, I just want to say, I am sorry. I apologize for whatever you may have experienced at church. And then maybe again, too, you're at a place where saying, I love my church is just a little bit different because you're new to church, or maybe you're even checking it out for the first time in a long time. So either way, I just want to tell you that's okay. We are excited you're here. I'm going to tell you, I love my church because God is doing incredible things here. And we started off this series talking a little bit about really what happened in 2014. Again, we are a church plant that started in September of 2014, and God's done some incredible things already. So we talked about really what God was able to do in 2014 and really what He's going to do in 2015 and beyond. And we learned a little bit about how Jesus had some incredible statements made about Him. And then he kind of flipped that on its side and made an incredible statement that He is going to build His church on the statement that was made about Him. And that statement is that He is the Christ. He is the hope of the world. And Jesus said that He's going to build His church upon that statement that He is the hope of the world, that even the power of death cannot defeat it. And for me, that brings hope to me. That's exciting. And for me, that makes me think, you know what? There's nothing like the church that can change the world. There's nothing like the church that can impact communities everywhere. So that's why I'm excited. That's why I'm excited about the church in general and as Life Change Church, and why I love the church. And then last week we kind of jumped into really what we believe, because what we believe determines how we behave. What we believe determines how we behave. And we talked through this, what we believe. And we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the crucifixion, that He conquered death, because we believe in the resurrection. We believe that He's coming back again. And today, really what we're going to do is we're going to continue this series, I Love My Church, and really talk about what God is doing in our lives, what God is doing in us, and what God is doing through us. And we're going to do this really through celebrating baptisms. And again, baptisms is going to be a fun time where we get to see people who made a decision to follow Christ, and we get to celebrate with them in that decision. But before we do that, I kind of want to jump in and talk a little bit about baptisms. So I want to spend some time just answering some questions about baptism. So the first question we're going to look at is, what is baptism? Kind of makes sense. It's something we should probably answer if we're going to go ahead and look at this. But what is baptism? Baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. And if you look at this, in the Old Testament, the outward sign of that inward commitment was actually circumcision. So guys, I'm just going to throw this out there, that baptism is better. We should be thanking Jesus for baptism. And I think on a Sunday morning, a circumcision ceremony would be a little bit awkward and a little bit weird. So what we're going to do is we're going to do baptisms. Because baptism is, it's that outward sign of the inward commitment. And if you look at it, what it really does, it illustrates Jesus, His burial and His resurrection. It illustrates that Jesus died for our sin and then was raised again. And it shows that when we make this decision to follow Jesus, to have a relationship with Him, to become one of His believers, right? It's showing that we are dying to our old self and that we're made new in Him. Now, we still may have mistakes. We still may have mess ups, right? There still may be times where things that we may even struggle with, right? But because of that relationship that we have with Jesus, because of the decision that we said that we're going to follow Him, we can be made new and raised up in Him. In Colossians 2:12, it says, when you were baptized, you were buried with Christ, and you were raised up with Him through your faith in God's power that was shown when He raised Christ from the dead. So baptism, really what it does, it illustrates your new life as a believer. It illustrates your new life as a Christian. And it's displaying that we are a new person in Him. Again, we may still have struggles. We still may not be perfect, but we are forgiven and made new because of what He did for us. And Romans 6:4 says, when we are baptized, we were buried with Christ and shared his death. So just as Christ was raised from the dead by the wonderful power of the Father, we also can live a new life. We can live a new life. And this is why we celebrate baptisms. Because really what it does is it points us back to what Jesus did for us. It's an outward sign of an inward commitment that we made to Jesus. And just a quick note, it's important to note this. Baptism doesn't make you a believer, but it demonstrates what you already believe. It's important to understand that baptism does not save you. You can only be saved by your faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8 through 9, it says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Baptism, it's that outward sign of the inward commitment. If you look at it, baptism, it's much like a wedding ring. If you look at the wedding ring, a wedding ring is not a marriage, right? Like this wedding ring that I have right here, this wedding ring is not my marriage. I don't love this wedding ring. I'm not in love with this wedding ring, right? I don't have deep conversations with it. I don't vent to it. It doesn't vent to me, although sometimes that would be maybe a benefit of a wedding ring, not venting to you all the time. But we're just throwing that out there. But if I were, there we go. I was waiting for that. But if I were to, like, say if I were to not put this wedding ring on today, or say if I would, like, leave it somewhere at home, or what if I would even lose it? Does that mean that my marriage is over? No, right? Does that mean that my marriage never happened? Of course not. The ring is a symbol of a commitment that I made to my wife. It's something that I can look at and remember the decision that I said that I'm going to love her for the rest of my life, that I'm going to be devoted to her for the rest of my life. It's an outward symbol of a commitment that I made in my heart. And the commitment precedes the sign. The commitment precedes the sign. I didn't go get a ring and then decide, man, I'm going to find me a woman. I'm going to find me Sarah because I got myself a ring, right? No, I found Sarah first, and then naturally we went to Overstock.com and got this ring. But the commitment precedes the sign. And that's what baptism is for us. It's really demonstrating that I'm already a believer. And when faced with temptation, it's something that we can look back on. It's a concrete event that we can look back on. You know what? I made a decision publicly, and I shared that publicly, that I'm a follower of Christ. Yeah, there's still struggles. There's still things that come up. But I know I can look back at that because it was a decision that I made. Baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. And then why should we be baptized? Why should we be baptized? I think the reason is pretty simple. We're baptized really because we want to follow the example that Christ set for us. If you look at Jesus, before he started his ministry, before he did anything, before he did a single miracle, before he preached his first lesson, before he taught anything, he was baptized. In Mark 1, 9 through 10, it says, "At that time, Jesus came from the town of Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. Immediately as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven open. The Holy Spirit came down on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, whom I love, and I am very pleased with you.'" If you look at it, Jesus did that as an example. It was almost a foreshadow of what his ministry is really going to be. It was a foreshadowing that, you know what, he's going to die and then be raised again. So he's going to do this incredible work for us. So it's an example that he set for us. And not only did he set that example for us, but he also commanded it to us. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, and this is known as the Great Commission. Notice I said Great Commission, not the Good Commission, but the Great Commission. And Matthew 28, 19 through 20 says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of age." So if you look at it, why should we be baptized? We should be baptized to follow the example that Jesus set for us. And we should be baptized because Jesus commanded it. Another common question when we're thinking about baptism is this: what if I was baptized as an infant? Now, there's a number of churches that baptizes infants. Now, at Life Change Church, we do not baptize infants. We actually only baptize those who have made a decision to follow Christ, who have made a decision and who understand that Christ paid a penalty for us. He died on a cross for us. In the Bible, if you look at it, men and women, they were baptized following their belief in Jesus. And the custom of infant baptism actually didn't start until about 300 years after the Bible was completed. And what it really is, it's a ceremony intended to emphasize a commitment between the parents and God to raise that child in faith until they can make the decision on their own. So during this ceremony, the parents really promise to raise their child in faith. So what we do at Life Change Church instead is we actually have a child dedication or a baby dedication. We have a couple of those coming up. I'm excited for those. They're coming up in a couple months and a couple weeks here. So we get to do that. But at Life Change Church, we don't baptize babies. We encourage you to, even if you were baptized as a baby, to be baptized again. And just so you know where I'm coming from exactly here, because some of you guys might be, whoa, this is weird. I grew up where I was baptized as a baby. So did I. I was baptized as an infant. And for me, I tell you what, I don't remember a thing. It was an incredible experience for my parents. It was an incredible experience for my church family. And I think they took it really, really serious. And I know they did their best to raise me up so that I would make a decision for Jesus. And I did make a decision for Jesus, just so you guys know. I did make a decision for Jesus later in life, so they took it very serious. But I don't remember ever being baptized. So later in life, I was baptized again because I had made that decision. It was something that I could look back to and say, this is a public declaration. This is a commitment that I'm making. Because baptism is an outward sign of an inward commitment. And if you look at it, next question would be, when should I be baptized? When should I be baptized? The Bible really says this. It says, as soon as you believed. In Acts 2:41, it says, then those people who accepted what Peter said were baptized. And about 3,000 people were added to the number of believers that day. It said, those who believe were baptized, and they were baptized that day. And again, we see this in Acts chapter 8 in another story, verses 35 through 38. It says, Philip began to speak, and starting with the same scripture, he told the man the good news about Jesus. While they were traveling down the road, they came to some water, and the officer said, look, here's water. What is stopping me from being baptized? Then Philip answered, if you believe with all your heart, you can. The officer said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Then the officer commanded the chariot to stop. Both Philip and the officer went down to the water, and Philip baptized them. Really, we can be baptized as soon as we believe. There's no reason to delay. As soon as we've decided to receive Christ into our life, or as soon as we decided to follow Jesus, we can and we should be baptized. Listen, you don't have to be perfect to be baptized. And in fact, if you wait to be perfect to be baptized, you will never get baptized. You're not going to get there. God doesn't call the able, but He enables the called. And I think He's called each and every one of us to follow Him. So when should we be baptized? As soon as we believe. And there's really no reason to delay. And then let's look at this. Why baptism by immersion? If you're looking up here, you're looking at what's called a giant horse trough. We're not just going to sprinkle some water on people from a giant horse trough, you know? We're actually going to dip some people in and immerse people in. So why baptism by immersion? First, let's look at what immersion is. Immersion is this. It's the process of emerging or coming out of the water after being totally submerged, right? Coming up out of the water after being completely in the water. So why baptism by immersion? If you look at the word baptize, it actually comes from the Greek word baptizo, which you can check my pronunciation on that. I'm sure it's wrong. But it comes from the Greek word baptizo, which actually means to totally immerse. And this word is used throughout the New Testament when it's describing baptism. So really, if you look at it, every baptism in the Bible is done by immersion, meaning that every baptism was done where they went totally into the water and then came back up out of the water, meaning Jesus was even baptized this way. In fact, again, in Matthew 3:16, where it's talking about Jesus' baptism, it says, as soon as Jesus was baptized, He came up out of the water, meaning He went into the water first, right? So why baptism by immersion? Really, it's what the Bible says, and it's really the example, again, that Jesus set for us. And we need to follow the example that Jesus set for us. And then look at it, who should be baptized? Every person who believed in Christ. It says those people who believed the message and accepted the message were baptized. Again, Acts 2:41 says, then those people who accepted what Peter said were baptized. All of them, right? All about 3,000 of them were baptized. They believed, and then they were baptized. Listen, Jesus died on a cross for each and every one of us. He died on a cross for our sins, and then He was buried, but then He rose again. He rose again so that we could be made right with God. It's nothing that we've done, but it's all what Christ did for us. If you look at a baptism, it's really that celebration of that personal decision that we make to follow Jesus. And everyone who believes should be and can be baptized. Everyone who believes has the opportunity to share that decision they've made, to share what God is doing in their life. And today we're going to celebrate baptisms. I'm excited about this. This is probably one of the funnest Sundays we're going to have. Baptism Sundays are always going to be the most fun Sundays. But before we go into this time of celebration, what I want to do, maybe you're here today and you're thinking, I don't have a relationship with Jesus, but I kind of want to. Like, He died on a cross for me to make me right with God. That's huge. So if you're here today and you want to make that decision to follow Jesus, maybe you've never made that decision before, maybe you're here and you walked away, but you want to make that decision today. I want to pray with you right at your seats, and we're going to make this real simple. I'm just going to count to three, and then when I get to three, I'm just going to have you raise your hand. I want to pray with you right at your seat. So let's do that right now. One, with everybody's eyes closed and heads bowed. Two, God is asking you to start a relationship with Him today. Three, raise your hand. Cool. See those hands? See those hands? See those hands? Cool. Now you can put your hands down. Let's all pray together as well. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for sending Your Son to die on a cross for me. Forgive me of my sins and help me walk away. In Jesus' name, amen. Cool. If you would, pull out your response card. This is your time. You can kind of fill that out. We're going to turn this in later in the service, but if that was you and you made a commitment to follow Jesus, checkmark that box right there. And we'll get some tools in your hands as well. We're actually starting a new thing this year called Replicate 101, which is really this. It gets you the basics of how to follow Jesus and to stay following Jesus, where we partner you up with another believer, and then you guys will walk through some basic, simple Bible study together, walk through some prayer together, and really just do life together. God called us to do life together, so let's do it. So if that's you, checkmark that box. And if you're interested in that, we can get you connected with that as well. And then we do have some New Believer Bibles and some books back there as well that we want to get in your hands too if that was you and made the decision. But checkmark that box. And if you're here and you have a prayer request, write that down as well. And at the end of the service, we're going to collect those cards in the offering, so fill those out. But really what I want to do is as we get ready to move into this baptism service where we really get to hear about people and the decisions that they made, I want to just go over one more time and kind of see exactly what baptism is. And I was going to make a video, but I'll tell you what. We're going to show a video from my mentor and my actual pastor. I'm excited about this, and it's really just going to show you what baptism is. Kind of an overview of that. So, and why this is shown, if those people who are signed up for baptisms, if they want to come to this side, then get ready for that. And today, if you're here, I'll tell you what, if you made a decision to follow Jesus and you want to be baptized today and you didn't bring anything, we have extra clothes for you. We will do spontaneous baptisms and we will rock it that way. If that's you, Lance is going to be back there. Go back to Lance. He will set you up with a bunch of stuff as far as towels, clothes, and everything else. But we're going to show this video and then we're actually going to bring the kids in as well, because they're going to celebrate with us. So if the kids want to come in, and we'll show this video.
Dishes. I don't know about you, but I'm always amazed how quickly that this mountain of dirty dishes can form on my counter or maybe in our sink. It's just one that continues to pile and pile and pile. And I found, too, that the longer the dishes sit here, the harder it is to get the caked on food off. And I wish my dishes would jump in the dishwasher or jump in the sink and clean themselves, but it's not the way it works. In fact, these dishes are totally relying on someone else to do the cleaning. And really, you know what? Isn't that how our lives are? Spiritually, I mean. You know, when we come to Christ, we come dirty. We come with a lot of caked on food and junk. And there's nothing that we can do on our own to be set free. The only thing we can do is to receive the gift that Christ has given us through what He did on that cross. And if we call on the name of the Lord and ask for forgiveness, then we will be clean. And you know, really, that's what baptism, water baptism, that's what it symbolizes. It's us making a public commitment. It's an outward sign of an inward change. It's us saying, you know what, I made a clean break with my own life, my old life. It's us taking a step in our obedience. Now, you know what, baptism does not make us a believer. In fact, the Bible says that we are not saved by works, but we're saved by grace. That it's nothing that we can do or muster up, but it's just us receiving that. And so, baptism, you know, as well, it's us entering into a relationship publicly with Christ. It's us making a statement. Water baptism as well is that water burial. It's where we're taking our lives and we're burying it. And symbolically, it's us saying, my old life, I'm laying it down, I'm putting it to death, and as I come up, I've come up what? Clean. I've come up new. I've come up a new creation. It's very symbolic of that the past is dead and gone, and that now we look forward to a new life with Christ. In fact, it's a point of separation between our old life and our new life. In Matthew chapter 28, the Bible says this, verse 19, that we are to go therefore and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now really, baptism as well is a form of repentance. It's us saying, Lord, I repent. And true repentance means a change. It means a turn. That's why God asks us in obedience to be baptized. It's us saying, you know what, as quickly as possible, I want to make that commitment. I want to make it out loud, a statement out loud. In fact, in the book of Acts, when those would come and turn to follow Christ, as quickly as possible, they would be baptized. Now, we can be baptized in water at any time, but the sooner, the better. In fact, it's really for our benefit. It's our statement to the world of our newfound faith. Now, the Bible says that the water baptism is for those who have accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And two, you know what? We believe it's important that you're old enough to know what it really means, because it is a serious thing. So once again, baptism does not make you right with Christ, but rather it's a symbolic of a reenactment outwardly of what happened inside of you spiritually. It's a testimony of what has already taken place in your life. So you know what? Whether you've just given your life to Christ, or maybe served God for many years, or maybe you've just recommitted your life to Him, the next step of obedience is water baptism. It's an act of obedience and a public statement of your commitment to Jesus Christ.
Cool. Well, we're going to celebrate today. We're going to first celebrate with Ian here. So, Ian, if you want to just share a little bit of your story, say why you're getting baptized, and then we'll...
My name's Ian Murphy, and I made the choice today to follow Jesus Christ and take the next step. And I've messed up in the past, but I'm ready to take that next step forward.
Cool. Good deal. Well, jump right in. The water's warm, so.
Seems like all I could see was the struggle.
Ian, upon your profession of Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
By ghosts that lived in my past.
Hey, grab me a towel.
Of all my
failures. You went drop right there. You're good, man. Come on now. That's what it's all about.
Wondering how
so Bria is up next.
Is this gonna last?
And I want to get baptized today because I'm now stronger, and now I can see, and now I have decided to obey God.
And I am redeemed.
Bria, upon the profession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your late Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
So I'll shake your hands and chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed.
My name's Ron Rice, and I believe Sarah said it perfectly before worship. We all have excuses. We're not good enough. We're not pretty enough. Well, but we all have excuses. Well, I'm tired of having excuses. This is my time to follow, leave my past, start a new me. So, I'm ready for the next verse.
But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me.
Ron, upon the confession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains.
Oh, Cool. If there's anybody that wants to get baptized, we still have room. We have clothes for you. Lance is in the back. Wave your hand. If you are here today and you want to get baptized, we got stuff for you. We can do it. So, Trav is up next.
My name's Travis, and this is the first leadership role that I've ever held in a church, and it's literally changed my life. So I am ready to take the next step and show this commitment. So let's do this.
Let's do this. Trav, upon the profession of your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
I used to be. Woo! You set me free.
Put Christian last, and now baptisms are emotional, so I apologize.
It's okay. My name's Christian. I've decided to get baptized because I've made mistakes in the past, but I have a daughter that I have to be the example for, so that's why I'm getting baptized.
Come on. Come on. Christian, upon your profession of faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on! Cool. Is anybody else? We got clothes and towels and everything else, so. I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to awkwardly wait for a couple minutes just to see and let God pull in somebody's heart. Cool. Alrighty, well, if the kids want to go back to their rooms, we're going to take them back that way. The checkout is the same. So if the kids want to, you want to get the kids kind of rolling through there, and then we'll kind of jump back in. Cool. How awesome is that, guys? Let's give a round of applause again for the kids coming in, just sharing, for the decisions that people made for Jesus. Exciting stuff. We're going to have a video of this, so we'll have this posted on Facebook in a little bit. So check that out. If you're not following on us Facebook, make sure you do. It's going to be awesome as well. So again, man, if you were just here, if you want to be baptized again, we're going to have this in a couple weeks. We're going to try to do this on a regular basis because, you know what? We open the doors for a reason. We open the doors so that people can find Jesus. We hope that you get fed, but we don't open the doors to give opportunity for people to find Jesus. So, and we believe that God's going to bring people in, and they're going to make decisions for Jesus. So we're going to try to do this again in a couple months, so we want you to all come back again, celebrate with us as well. So just a moment, we're going to hand in your any offerings and response cards you have, and life group signups as well. So if the offering ushers want to come forward, please do that. If you don't have a connection card or a life group card, you need one, raise your hand and somebody can get that in your hand real quick. We got one over here. John, can you? Perfect. Cool. Good deal. If the ushers would come forward, let's pray over the offering. Dear Heavenly Father God, we just thank you for this, for the opportunity to give back. Because when we give back, what we're really doing is we're creating an avenue and an opportunity for people to accept you as their Lord and Savior, for people to accept you, to grow closer to you and experience life change, God. We could do none of this without the finances that you bless people with, that you bless us with, God. And I just pray that you continue just to bless this church, bless those and everybody out here financially, God. And I just pray, God, that the response cards, God, as well, the chances, the things that they're moving forward with, what God, what you're tugging on their heart, God, I pray that you make it real. And God, I pray that when it's written on paper, it becomes even more real to them. And then it becomes an action. God, we love you and we thank you. And in Jesus' name, amen. As the ushers pass the buckets, I do want to remind you just of a couple things. Again, we do have prayer tonight from 6 to 7 p.m. Be a great time to come out as well. We do have a text giving as well. So if you want to give that way, we do have text giving. So I want to remind you of that. And then kids pick up. You can pick them up in those two back doors and then at the area where you dropped them off. So the younger kids are these back two doors. Elementary age is back at the gym. And if you got a t-shirt today and it was the wrong size, please see us at the back table. We will get you connected with the right size. So come back and see Sarah and I back at the table, and then we'll exchange your t-shirt for the right size as well. So, and again, if you made a decision to follow Jesus, there's Bibles in the background, and there's also a little booklet that we want to give you, to you, so you have a resource as well. Good deal. Well, guys, we just thank you for coming today. Thank you for celebrating life change. So let's just pray a prayer of just blessing over you, and then you'll be dismissed. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for really what you're doing here, what you're doing in our lives. God, I pray that you continue to be with us, continue to walk with us each day. God, I pray that you bless each family. I pray that you bless their houses, their neighborhoods, their finances, their jobs. God, I pray that you will just continually be with them and show yourself ever present. God, we love you and we thank you. And be with us throughout this week. And in Jesus' name, amen. Guys, you are dismissed. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Life Change Church podcast. If you were here today and you were listening and you made a decision to follow Christ, we would love to hear about it. Or maybe you're here and you're listening and that God is asking you to make the next step with whatever that it is in your life. We would love to hear about it and partner up with you. If you would, go to www.mylifechangechurch.com and under the media section, please fill out the contact us information and let us know if you made a decision to follow Christ. Let us know what God is asking of you. And if you need prayer, we would love to partner up with you in prayer as well. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that it both encouraged and challenged you. Have a great week.